God, Father in heaven, we come to you now, Lord, asking forgiveness of our sins. Lord, we give you thanks for all the ways that you bless us. We thank you as a community and as a city for your care for us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe. Ask, Father, that you continue to protect us and guide us. Ask specifically, oh Father, that you lead us through this meeting today. Help us to make good and wise decisions for the people that we represent. Whatever we accomplish, we will give you the honor and the praise and the glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To this budget meeting. If you have your cell phone, if you don't mind, to stop at your phones at this time. And if you, during this meeting, if you want to speak, if you'll raise your hand and I'll recognize you, we'll let you speak. Number three, approval of the agenda. I'm going to ask to add one thing, and that is going to be 4A. We're going to let the staff update us and discuss the flooding issues over the weekend. Are there any other changes, additions, or anything else? If not, is there a motion?
I move.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Dent, second by Commissioner Page. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 4A, the staff to discuss an update on the flooding issues over the weekend.
Madam Chairman, I thought it would be appropriate to add this. Friday afternoon, we went out and looked at East Sellison Road, and there were some houses that were looking like they were going to be flooded. We went back out there Saturday morning. The situation was worse. You asked that we have an emergency meeting called. There was one at 1 o'clock. It actually was a countywide state of emergency was declared on the second. You did a first vote, declare a state emergency. You might remember you adopted a countywide state of emergency. You got direction from Conrad that allowed you to do certain things. So working with the county engineer, we got the road department, and they can tell you exactly what was done over the weekend with the ditch on East Ellison. And also they'll come up here and tell you, decided that there were hot spots around the county that needed work on. Emergency vehicles could not get in to bring people out. Y'all authorized that. Road department got some quotes from contractors. He can tell you exactly what he did over the weekend, and some of those issues were addressed. So I thought appropriate this time to get Hank and whoever up here to give us an update. And I know he was working with Christy. She was involved in getting these forms filled out. So let's get a good update on what happened between that vote Saturday, and here we are Tuesday morning. So.
Well, the flooding issues out on the end of East Ellison, we got permission from the fellow on the property on the north side to the power lines to dig the ditch. We went out and got the ditch probably 85% complete before blew the hose on the backhoe. So. But we dug the ditch up the north side and got the water flowing. There's two low depressions that cross the power line there, which the water was flowing out across those sheeting south. So I monitored the water all weekend, and it seems to be holding it, if not falling a little bit. So I think we're doing a little good there on that. There were several private roads over the weekend that we also got fixed in Commissioner Moody's district. I've got some more forms here that we're going to check the other districts, as they call in Christy, and we'll take a look at those on a case-by-case basis and get those worked on too.
Okay, well, I appreciate what you've done over the weekend. I know all of us spent a lot of our time out there Saturday, Sunday, Friday,
and
yesterday. And I just want the public to know that what we're doing is on an emergency basis only. If you cannot get in and out, not if an ambulance or a fire truck cannot get in and out, then that's considered an emergency. But just because your driveway or your road is flooded, doesn't mean this is the opportunity that the county can go out now and put a lime rock on it.
I still have a couple of county roads with water standing on them, so, and that's, they just really know where to put the water. All the ponds around them are full, the woods are full. It's just a thing that's might sit there and dry up in some of those instances.
Right, and I rode my district, and I know out on all out around Powell Hammock and all through there, there's quite a few washouts, but I didn't see anything that was to, that was what I would deem very real dangerous, or I would have called in. But there are washouts, and people are just careful. I think they'll be okay till you can get around to it.
A lot of that's taken care of in our routine grade. They make a round roughly every 3 weeks on the north end and the south end. They make a complete round and take roughly 3 weeks. So.
Right. And right there where we recently had such a big mess and the mail lady couldn't get through and all, there was
it's
quite
all
a good report there again. But it was a lot better than it was. And I appreciate you and what the staff has done over the weekend. Anybody else? Anything?
I believe the fire department went out and did assessments on mine in my district, and I'm not fully aware of what the outcome was, but I'm confident most of them. And I'm not asking you to go in and build a whole new road or anything like that. Just if there's a deep road, a hole where the fire department can't get
through,
some rock.
Make them passable.
Make them passable. I don't know exactly where you would help Doolin Lane, but I think somebody got stuck in there yesterday. So rock.
And just a little FYI, both rock mines down on 98, they're probably producing a load and a half or two loads of number four rock a day. And as soon as they hit the ground, somebody will buy them. So with water, you cannot put our road base in water. It'll make a big muddy mess. It has to be done with fire rock. So we don't have any material to fix some of these road grids. So.
And used contractor for some of the stuff this weekend?
Yes.
And we'd be looking at, I guess the contractor has the rock.
He does, and then that's something we're going to look at moving forward with some of the other roads in the other districts. Moving forward with that, yes, sir. He has some rock stockpile that works pretty good for that stuff.
Okay.
Appreciate what you do.
Thank you. And I do want to say, too, that I know that you and I discussed over the weekend the funding for this, and the funding was going to come out of our improvement funds that each one of us have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some of us have more than others.
Sure.
But how is that working? Is that able to take care of everything with what we have in our accounts? Have we exceeded that, or do you know?
I don't have a tally, but the last figures that I had, I think we're okay.
We're okay then.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So I just, for the public, the gas tax funds that we use for road improvement and bridges, half of it goes into a common account, 50%, and then the other 50% is divided five ways, so we get 10%. And so what we're talking about is for what we've done this weekend, instead of going into reserves, just to use our own road and bridge money.
Mm-hmm. So. What I did in my district came out of my road fund.
Yes, and mine too, I hope.
We should.
Yes.
I'm not proud of what we did this weekend. We got a lot of people ready. Families be back up to the house if they had an issue.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Chrissy, you got anything you'd like to add?
Just that emergency management's role in this is just to start the form. We're not making any recommendations. That is Dan Castle, the fire chief. I worked out with him yesterday. We have gone around. He has gone around and inspected some. He's continuing that today. If you have your properties, just submit them to me.
I want to submit the property that I told you we wouldn't add to the list.
Okay,
but to be on the safe side,
okay.
Let's submit that property. It's 2718.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, sir. The one I called you about yesterday.
Right. I don't know if it qualifies for any load of rock or whatever, but let's get it assessed.
Okay.
Also, I want to add Stafford Murphy, Lyman Hendry, and just do an assessment and see how it turns out. And I want to thank you. I know you've been out there for the last 4 days that I know of, and I want y'all to know that Christy and I and a couple more, we bagged up a lot of sand this weekend. You were right in there. We were all there in the dirt together, and I really appreciate that.
And we gave out a lot yesterday to residents. Please let them know and hand cast that available. There are sandbags out there behind the road department.
Madam Chair. I know we're waiting on the storm to pass.
Yes.
After that, do we have the FWC helicopter tentatively lined up? Do you know Chuck?
Chuck, he's working on that part.
Hey, good morning. Yes, sir. I notified FWC Saturday, and so they have one on standby, and they're waiting for us to make the call. The pilot's already called and confirmed fly time's been approved for Taylor County. We'll just need to let him know when you want to fly. The areas to fly in and where to meet him when he gets here. And that's no cost to the county. They just provide that as a support role.
Thank you.
I want to say to you, too, thank you for the inmate labor that helped us out. Like I said, we bagged a bunch of bags of sand, and then after that we had so many requests. And thank you for letting the inmates help us out. I'm glad I didn't have to bag 300.
Well, yes, ma'am. We are glad we're able to help. And thank the sheriff. He said anything y'all need from the inmate work squad to make it happen. So
tell the sheriff we appreciate it. We thank him so much.
Yes, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you.
Christy, for you, what is the weather update?
The storm, we only have small craft advisory out for the water area, uh-huh. But we're not going to see anything. Just a little bit of rain like we did yesterday. That's it. Better than it could have been.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions about the flooding or storm or anything else? Yes, sir.
Madam Chairman, this is a forestry company. I've got about 28 loads of millings to stockpile that on 19 North, and you are welcome to, if you've got a pinch on the getting from the Lime Rock Mine, you're welcome to use those millings.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much.
That'd be a three there.
You got this night, right? Yeah.
And we put a load of milling on the Courtney Grade or the Courtney Highway. It watered up on the road over halfway a couple of places there. And people had went around the water and dipped out of knee-deep holes by the paper. We milled that this weekend, too, where we'd make it safe when people were flying down that road running through that water, one thing or another. We did use a load of milling out there on the Courtney Grade.
Did we put up warning, water on the road, slow down, and all this kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, Madam Chair, with the helicopter, and we've got at least two areas in my area where we don't know why the water's not leaving the area. It's just stacking up. Doolin Wang being one, and I reached out to Four River about the possibility. I'm sure they're saturated like everyone else. But also, they're off Turner Road is a significant issue. And it's flowing out, but it's not near to the volume that one would expect as much as is coming over the road. It's not flowing on all the way to 19 through that creek there. So that's why we would like to try to figure out where that's backed up and maybe work with a private landowner there to rectify that situation.
Yeah, we've got those issues all over. I mean, there's nowhere for it to go. It's low areas, and anything else? If not, we're going to move to item number 4. The board to further discuss the proposed millage rate and budget in the General Revenue Fund and the MSTU Fund for fiscal year 2018 and 2019. And I think before we start, I don't know if this is the right way to go or not, so don't help me out. I know the last time we discussed budget that the majority of the board had indicated that they were in favor of a millage increase. And so I think we were working off the budget with that potential millage increase. And I think before we spend a lot of time and get into the nitty-gritty of the budget, is that where we still are? Are we going to be working, thinking that we're going to have a millage increase, or has anybody changed their mind either way?
I didn't vote for a millage increase, so I'm not going to change my mind.
Right, I did not either, and I'm standing by my decision, but there were three others, and I'd just like to poll the board.
I can speak for myself. I did not vote for that, for millage increase. I voted for the possibility that there was a, if we needed to, there was a chance. But never was my mind made up, because I know we had to set the rate today or yesterday or whenever it was. Since we've had that meeting, my constituents tell me, and from the information that I gather, we shouldn't increase no minutes.
Okay.
Okay. You know, do hard study and prayer. That's what I came up with.
Okay, yes.
My point is, when we were at that budget meeting, we heard no solutions. We heard that the auditor said you should keep your reserves at one level. There was no give and take. And that was the last opportunity that we had to, if we needed to raise the millage rate, that we could. Knowing that, and knowing, and it was spoken about in that meeting, we could always back it off, not roll back, but back it off at the appropriate time if necessary. I had faith, and still do, that the staff and the sheriff and the other constitutional officers, you know, would work. Nobody wants a tax increase. I heard from my constituents as well, both ways. Most of them were concerned about the sheriff, but many, many did not want any tax increase. And I'm confident, that whatever it is, the sheriff will do his job and make it work. But so my intent is not to vote for a millage increase.
Okay.
At next week's meeting.
Okay. All right, so far this.
I had a real feeling that if we didn't go ahead and talk about raising the millage, we would be you couldn't go back and do it again. And was always room to come down. I was thinking about the sheriff, and I was thinking about the children in the school, getting resource officers and getting all that in place. And I knew that would have to happen. And it's going to happen, and the sheriff department seems like they can do with what they got to do with without a millage rate, increase. And I've told hundreds of people in this county in the last 2 weeks, and 90% of them was against any kind of tax increase. 10% of them said, whatever it takes to make the county safe, have fire trucks, the hospital, ambulances, they were fine with that. But the ones that did want the tax increase really outweighed the ones that did want one. So, that's where I'm at.
That's been my experience too. I've had a lot of contact, and I've not had one person to tell me that they wanted a millage increase. Okay, so we've established then that we will not be raising the millage rate. So,
okay, on Monday I will have to, by TRAM guidelines, I will have to present the budget with the millage rate that we voted on August the 2nd. And then after I present it, then we'll vote on the tentative. That's when you will go down to go back to what it currently is. So with what the current millage rate is, and with some of the changes that we've had, our deficit is $129,000 in the general fund.
Say that again?
It's $129,308.
It's a deficit.
Yes, ma'am.
In the general fund?
Yes, ma'am.
That's with a 5% reduction you talked about?
Yes, sir. That's the 5% reduction, and then the other reductions that we did later that day, that's with everything. That's with the reductions. That's with the board voted at the last board meeting to fund the local match for emergency management next year, so I added that back in. And then they also voted to give the money to the leadership counselor, so I added that back in. And that makes the deficit $129,308.
Okay, now with a 2.5 decrease, what would it be at 2.5 instead of 5?
It would be $349,306.
Chair, with a no decrease, a flat base, what I'd like to know what it would be.
Okay, he's asking if there was no decrease, what would the deficit be?
No, 5%, no 2.5% cut. In other words, a status quo.
129,308.
No. Not at the 5% or the 2.5%. Last year's budget.
If you funded everything with reserves.
Funded everything. You remember?
We started with a deficit of $893,539.
Okay.
What was that? It doesn't seem like it should be that high, though.
I remember it being that high.
I know when it started.
Well, that's when it started, right.
But it shouldn't be that high now.
Did you have something to say, Mr. Levy?
No, I was just thinking, I'm just roughly doing the math. I don't think it'd be 893 just looking at these deductions from 5% to 2% to 0%.
No, that's my just math is started with the initial budget was the
893. Okay, so if we went with a 2.5 and that's a $350,000, then where does that leave us if we have to take that out to balance, then what balance would that leave us then?
In the reserve for capital?
I mean, left in our account, how much, if we take this out to balance, then how much does that leave?
Reserve for capital.
Which one, the 5, 2?
Yeah, if you take out what? I'm sorry.
If we ask everybody to cut their budget by 2.5, and that's cost. It leaves us with a deficit of $350,000 still.
Right.
Okay, so we take that out of our reserves. What does that leave us in reserves then?
We would be at about 1.1.
1.1, and the auditor recommends how much?
30%. And that would be, that'd be about 29%.
Okay. Any board member got anything to add to them?
There was a little conversation about the percentage that you needed to leave before. I don't exactly remember what that figure was. That 20%?
30.
So that we'd get into, that we'd get the BOI in that safety as far as that percentage goes.
Yes.
We only be 1% off.
Yeah.
Is there any interest in the 5% from anybody?
I can't, unless I do some more hard praying, I can't go $350,000 into contingency at this time. Because you're faced with the same $350,000 next year, and then the following year, and the following year, and you know, in 4 years, you've used up $1 million of your contingency, if my math is right. So you've got to stop bleeding somewhere. So we can get by 1 year, kick the can down the road, and then next year you have, you know, you'd be looking at 350,000 plus another 350,000 just to keep the same services that we provide. I've listened to a lot of citizens. I've had one person tell me don't increase my property taxes. And I've had a number of people, more than one, say, and don't spend your contingency money. I'd rather you keep that and raise the taxes. So either way you go, either increase the taxes or spend your contingency, some people are not going to like it. If everybody can live with a 5% reduction, then that deficit would be $129,000. And I have suggested to our bookkeeper one place we might could recoup another $68,000 to offset part of that. But we won't go into that until we decide what we're going to do. So I'm just afraid to vote for dipping into contingency $350,000.
Madam Chair, if I might. Are you through, sir?
Yes.
I'm in favor of the 2.5% and funding it out of reserves. And as we spoke many times, we're repairing our pier. That will be $650,000 that we will recoup sometime, hopefully next year, from FEMA. We also have $140,000 that we are in the process now, pipeline to receive back from FDEM. All that will go back into contingency. We also don't know what our revenues will be. Of course, I'm sure you got the tax bill the same way I did from Mr. Ratliff for the perspectives. And of course, my taxes went down. And I suspect going on the internet looking at some of the people in this room, their taxes did too. So, but we don't know what, you know, development or improvements will be made, exactly what the revenue will be for next year. We can address that next year. We will have, we know we have, as soon as the period's done, we'll make the reimbursement for that, and it'll have to come through FEMA, and it may take 6 months, but, you know, with a 1.1 reserves, if we do have a hurricane, I think, you know, we can survive it. So that's where I'm coming from. The 2.5 with that 350,000 coming out of those reserves.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? There's some things that I know that we've talked about time to time, and we keep talking about it, but it's something that I've thought about a lot, and I just, one of them is the TCDA. We 100% fund the TCDA, but yet the city does not help us with that, and the city benefits from TCDA. We don't sell anything. We don't make money except through taxes. But when we bring businesses, and most of them are coming into the city, then the city benefits through their sale of gas, water, sewer. So at some point in time, and now may be the time, that we decide how much we actually are going to fund of TCDA. And I think about recreation, and what's that number, 70% to 30%? The county is 70% and 30%, then why couldn't we share some of these other expenses that the city benefits from? Make that number 70-30. We'll fund 70, let them fund the 30. If they don't want to, then you know, we're in a crunch. We stay in a crunch. Same thing with the hospital. I feel like that the city should help us with the hospital. Same thing. The resource officers at the school, same thing. Why should the county have to fund 100% of all this? So that's just how I feel about it.
I'm with you on 100%, exactly the same. I feel the same way. They need to step up to the plate and do their part. And I feel like they've put another burden on us through garbage dump sites over the years too that we've had to take to. They charge their people in the city more for their garbage pickup than we did. But we've ended up with a lot of their garbage at our dump. So we're trying to get a handle on that, and I'm proud of our...
We're making progress, but we're not
right there. We're making progress with it, and I appreciate them doing that. I don't feel like I just can't cut them by a percent, because I don't believe the sheriff's department and all can operate on the 5%. I think it'll really put them in a bind. So I'm 2.5% is that we're on to. I feel like that's all I can do. Where I'm at. I don't want to cut it down to the point where sheriff can't do his job and have resource officers protecting children. I've got children and grandchildren and all that stuff in my family that need. They're real proud to have a resource officer there, and they're doing a good job so far when I'm here. And the sheriff's department's getting all these drugs off the streets and got these people dark and dying around here. I'm going to see it keep going in that direction. That's the way I feel about it.
How do the rest of the commissioners feel about the 70-30 on some of these things that I mentioned? You know, we could sit here for 2 years and say, well, I sure wish they would help us, or they should help us, and we keep right on funding 100%.
May
so,
I?
Yes,
may
sir.
I?
Yes, sir.
I don't have a problem with going to the city and telling them, you know, if the industry come in and you make money off of it, why not help sheriff come? It's good business sense that if we spend the money on TCD, spend it 100%, and they come in here and a business come in, and then the city gets the gas money to get the taxes, and even to the city employees, the people working there, there are nothing wrong with them up here. If you need to raise the one participation out there, the recreation department, do it. You know, they have some money that they can spend as well as we. You know, we scraping the bottom of the barrel and they're getting all like the fat cats. Look like that's unlikely. So go to them and ask, tell us, what do we need to do?
Well, we can ask, and I think that we've asked before, but at some point in time, we're going to have to say, this is what we're willing to do.
Yes.
This is what we're going to do, and I think that we're close to being at that point. Are you going
to... The 2.5% or the 5% each one, I know, sure, we read in the paper and we see it on every day that look like the sheriff is doing a good job. And I know it'd be raping his, you know, scraping the bottom of the barrel, just cutting 5%, or cut everybody 5%. Maybe 2.5% we can't do. Next year, Steve was saying that there would be some money relieved that we might could do a little bit better, but 2.5%, I probably go along with that.
I'm in favor of having the city pay their fair share and do it by whatever means we need to. We can ask them first, and then if we have any other punitive measures that we can take towards them to help them pay their fair share, then I'm in favor of that.
Okay. Anything else from the board or staff right now? If not, is there anyone that would like to come forward and state your name and address and speak today? Yes.
I'm Don Curtis at 5135 Preston Sheffield Road. Well, I just appreciate all y'all doing. The tax and the budget stuff is not the most glamorous thing, but it's a necessary thing. The other thing I want to comment on is I appreciate the work the sheriff's doing, because I might raise my hand about a tax concern doesn't mean I don't appreciate the operational side of law enforcement. And so my remarks don't get into anybody's operation, just taxes. You know, from a business perspective and a taxpayer, we finally got a little bit of a break from Uncle Sam. And so when I see this and I'm seeing it across North Florida, I got a letter from Hamilton County Development Authority last week they're now going to apply the tourist tax to hunting camps. Yeah, y'all get ready. This show's coming to you. So we're just, I'm catching it from several places. That's nothing to do with y'all, but it's just, as a taxpayer, it just feels like we get a little bit of relief, and then we get a little bit put back one pocket and it comes out the other. One thing I would like to mention is that, you know, when you voted on the 7%, that, as you've heard, hurt people on fixed income. And the businesses absorb a lot of that because a lot of property owners don't pay property taxes. Commissioner Demps, I want to thank you for your comments that I read in the paper a month ago about the school resource officers. And according to information I was given this past week, the Taylor County School Board has voted to fully fund the school resource officers at $476,000. Some of that will come from federal, some from the state program, some they'll make up out of their taxing authority. But that, by reading the paper, and I wasn't here at the last meeting, that seemed to be a large point of discussion. But now, if my information is correct, that's sort of off the table. School board's doing just like Suwanee County School Board is stepping up and going to fund the whole school resource officer program. So I didn't, that was news to me, and that may be news to others. So anyhow, I just wanted to offer that, supportive of the sheriff's operational work, y'all's operational work, road department, everybody else. I ain't an unhappy camper. Just 7% sort of was a shocker. And I like what I'm hearing here today. It sounds like we've all had a chance to reflect on that and take a deep breath. So appreciate your work. Thank you.
You know, it does matter when the public speaks up. You know, and we all like to hear from the public. We like for people to come to our meetings. We like people to come to the podium and speak. And, you know, the calls that we get, when we meet people in Walmart, on the street, or in the courthouse, or whatever, I think it's important for the public to let us know how they feel, not only about millage rate, but about other things, too, because, you know, this job entails a lot of stuff, and we're very thankful for the public to speak up. Let us know what you're thinking.
Well, and also participation coming to the meetings, because if we're not at some of the meetings, then you're having to try to calm down misinformation and deal with that, because you know how rumors fly, and that consumes a lot of your time and energy.
Yeah.
Where if people were paying a little more attention, they wouldn't be carrying a rumor mill.
And that's when I've had 15 dozen town hall meetings over the past 8 years, to try to get input. And something like a millage increase, you don't have to have a town hall meeting to hear from them on that.
Tell them to come around more often.
It's all a process.
I know I used to have a $50 million for the State Division of Forestry, and had all the firefighters from Pensacola to the Keys, and one lightning strike out in the bay, and it'd wreck a budget.
Sure.
But it's just part of a process you have to work through, and like you are dealing with flooding now. Well, that wasn't in the budget talks a few months ago. It just happens. But thank you for your time and your work.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Anyone else would like to speak today? Yes.
Mark Bello, 338 West Slaughter Road. I'm not going to advocate one thing or the other, but having sat through these last over 13 years, as far as the city sharing things, again, not advocating whether you all should do that or not.
Speak a little louder.
Sorry. As far as the city sharing costs, I know recreation is in your STU fund, which is a lot easier to do the sharing when it's in your general fund. I know you have your double taxation issues that can come up, so just keep that in mind when you're considering those options.
Well, I mean, you could use that double taxation argument with a lot of things.
Oh, like I said, I'm not advocating one way or the other. I'm just saying don't count on it just in case it can't happen.
But, I mean, I've heard that over the years, but, I mean, that could be argued, I think, but...
Okay,
but I appreciate the point.
Just bring that information. Like I said, I'm not advocating you don't do it, or that you do it. Just wanted to raise the issue.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
Madam Chair, could I ask Chuck to come forward, please? And I hate to put you on the spot simply because you're used to it.
Sure, absolutely.
I've just through the news media and so forth, am I clear to understand that there's at least $50 million unused from the school resource officer program that was not claimed by counties and may be reallocated
yes.
to other counties?
Correct. Yes, sir. There was a large pot of money. I don't have the specific number, but it was earmarked for the school guardian program. And it's only good for this year's state budget cycle. As of July 1st, we had to report back to the governor's office and let him know what school security means we were going to take in Taylor County. And we did not ask for any of the school guardian money for Taylor. Most of the counties did not, a few did, so there's a large amount of money still there. We're asking, as a group, all the sheriffs have asked that the governor take a look at that and reallocate those dollars to come back to the counties to help us in this current budget year, or the state budget year, to help cover some of the salary costs
right.
that we have incurred. Now, we can't pay salaries out of it.
Right.
We equipped our school resource deputies with equipment that we had in our reserve for our patrol. We had a few spare cars. Of course, we have breakdowns, and we got to keep deputies going. So we recycled all those cars over to school resource. So now our patrol is running a little bit thin. We don't have as many spare cars as we did. And we're hoping that money's come back to us to help backfill those cars.
I'm sure before the November election, he'll make a decision.
We would hope so. Yeah, we would.
Thank you.
Chuck, yes. I want people to understand that they said the school board took care of all of it, but when it comes right down to it, y'all using taxpayers' money too, and to help fund the resource part.
Yes, sir.
And I want people to understand that we cutting y'all this reference to 2.5 cents. It's not going to put y'all in a situation where y'all can't do your job.
We're going to do everything we can. Like the sheriff indicated earlier, he told us to prepare for 5%. That's what we've done. So we're looking for more or less of a cut, but we're ready for whatever it is that the board needs to do to put the county back on good financial ground.
I just want to make sure y'all can live with it and the children will be taken care of like they need to be.
Yes, sir. We're not going to compromise the safety of people of this county or our schools. And with as much as a 5% cut, that's not going to happen. We're going to continue to provide those services as best we can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? I think up until today that most constitutional officers have been thinking that they were going to be cutting their budget by 5%. And I would think that in this month or however long it's been, that you started to look at how you can adjust down to the 5% decrease. So if we decide, and it sounds like probably this is going to go to the 2.5% from what I'm kind of gathering, that I would urge all constitutional officers, if this shakes out at 2.5 instead of 5, to continue to please try to cut. If you can cut 5% on your own to help us out, then that's what we need you to do. We don't know when a storm, if we're going to get another storm or two or three or flooding, and that's additional expenses that we don't have. So I just want to urge y'all to help us if you can. Anything else from anybody else? Okay, where are we at with what do we do now? Are we voting on anything today? This is a public hearing, so to speak. Okay.
I think I'm hearing the 2.5% from. So
well, I think we need to. special meeting, you need to vote, because she's got to have that budget ready for her. So if you're going to cut 2.5%, it needs to be, so she's got it ready.
And I'll still have to do the presentation Monday with the high military that was voted on in August.
But kind
of where to go will help, because I'll have to have two presentations, basically. I'll have to have the one with the high millage increase, and then if you think you're going to keep the millage rate the same and balance with the 2.5% out of reserves, I can have a second presentation ready also.
Okay, so then I'm looking for a motion then from someone as to what, if we're going to ask for a 2.5% or a 5% reduction.
I'll move to 2.5%.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Demps, and we have a second from Commissioner Spradley for a 2.5% reduction. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say sign.
Aye.
Motion passes. Any other business anyway that we're going to meet tonight? Yeah. We have a 6 o'clock board meeting tonight, and then we'll be back when next Monday to discuss this again.
Yes, ma'am.
Monday at what time?
5:01.
5:01 next Monday, and then the Monday after that will be another one at 5:01. So anyway,
public here.
Just to sum it up, it appears like that we're not going to increase the millage, and that we are going to ask for a 2.5% reduction from our constitutional officers.
And us.
Everybody. Yeah, of course. And that we are going to look at a 70-30 or 65-35, whatever that is, on some of these other issues. Right?
Right.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say some. Motion carries. Thank y'all for coming.
70-31.
I think somebody's sick.